Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic, as usual, will be based on the current A Dad's Point of View column. This one is called My Teen Has a Job. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. Today we have Wayne Levine for the men's room. We have special guest Alana Pratt in place of Pastor Drew Sams, who was away at a church camp. And we have Jim Scheinberg here to discuss family financial matters, which in light of the last week continue to be pressing, I think, to everybody, families or not. As ironically, I think today's subject about finding a job for a teenager is extremely relevant, and I will get to that momently. Momently. That's a new word I've just invented. I want to say hello to some of the listeners, my listeners, on the various stations carrying my show. We'd love to hear from you. Anytime you have a question, you just write to Bruce at brucesalen.com. But I want to say hello to Santa Barbara and KZSB AM 1290, which, of course, is my home station. Hello to those at News Talk 1420 WHK in Cleveland, Ohio, and 1670 WTDY in Madison, Wisconsin. You yet again went through another political turmoil, but I don't do politics. And hello to the newest affiliate of ours in Alaska, KRSA Petersburg, 580 AM. Also, I have a lot of listeners on the Positive World Radio Network, which is on the internet. So thank you to the PWRN for carrying the Bruce Salen Show. Remember, you can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com, follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We are just 15 likes away from a total of 4,000 dads and moms from all over the world. Let's get there today. So go ahead to Facebook, A Dad's Point of View, and just hit that like button. I promise you will like it or you get your money back. Speaking of getting your money back, I was going to go one way, but then the moment I said that, I realized I'm going in another way. I am wondering, will we get our money back and when from the recent downturn in the stock market? Not only has our country gone through a downgrade on its ratings, but the stock market has reacted somewhat viciously to all of what's going on. And with that and what's going on in London right now, sadly, it almost makes me want to talk politics. But I won't. I will talk humor instead, because I want to tell you about something I'm very proud of. We've created a comic strip based on A Dad's Point of View. It's called, originally enough, A Dad's Point of View Comic Strip. And the first two are up at brucesalen.com. And there's a wonderful little graphic video that says A Dad's Point of View, the comic strip, or the comic, I don't remember which. And there's a tab at the top of the page that says comics. And the first one is called Blink of an Eye, and every parent can probably guess what that one is. And those of you with a PG-13 or R-rated mind might wonder what the one titled The Babysitter is about. So I would love you to comment on the comics. I'm very proud of them, and we'll come out with new ones every week. The next one, I'm not even sure which one it is yet. I have two to choose from, because I've got a wonderful artist by the name of Christopher Moonlight, who is co-writing them with me, and he, of course, does all the excellent art. We are going to continue our new tradition of A Dad's Point of View life lesson right now, and I'll make a short comment afterwards and then get to our topic of the week.
You got to action to wait the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Women need men as much as men need women. A popular feminist slogan of the 1960s and 70s went something like, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. You've come a long way, baby, is another slogan from a cigarette that was marketed to women during the same general era. Both are bunk. Women need men just as much as men need women. It was foolish to think otherwise back in the hippie days, and it is equally foolish to think so now. The fact that women now earn as much as men and can do what men can do just levels the playing field, but doesn't change our inherent natures. We're different. Let's celebrate and honor those differences. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's what it is.
Well, women need men. How unpolitically correct can I be? I was going to say PC and then out came politically correct. I don't like being politically correct. I like to be honest and tell the truth. And I do believe we need each other is really what that vignette was all about. And the idea of women doing it alone or men doing it alone is, as I said in that vignette, pure bunk. We need each other. We learn from each other. We support each other. And we each gender, that is, each sex, as I prefer to say, has their own unique values, their own unique characteristics. That's a generality, of course. But when we get together and it clicks, it is beautiful. Otherwise, we wouldn't have love songs or romantic comedies. My Teen Has a Job is this week's column. And before I even start, I have to say that I'm actually doing this show with a little bit of anxiety because my son has been looking for a job for over a year and a half. He's been hired a couple times, didn't get to start any job, one of which was by a franchise that hired a bunch of kids from his high school, put them through training, had them buy uniforms, and then summarily fired all the high school kids who were under 18 before they even began because they had overbooked. No apologies, no nothing, just they ruined these kids' summers, which was two summers ago. By the time they did this generous firing, it was well into June and too late to find any other job. So my son, along with the other kids, lost out. I am nervously awaiting the same possibility with the job my son just got. After a year of truly persistent following up and knocking on doors, walking the malls, my own ideas, doing everything he could on the internet, he was hired by a local bakery that's opening a cafe. And it appears that they're pretty up and up. And he started doing some work because they're moving from one location to another. And he was supposed to work yesterday, and he got to work. Nobody called him. They said, well, we've overbooked for the day, so go home. He went home, and he was told when he left that, well, we're going to send out next week's work schedule later today. One of his friends that was working at the same place got his schedule while my son didn't. So he's been anxious all day, wondering, is the same thing happening again? And I pray to God it doesn't. My son has worked hard to get work, and I think it would be a blow that would be really unfortunate. Adults, of course, nowadays are having trouble finding jobs. The unemployment rate in our country is stated at 9%. In California, where I live, it's, somewhere above 12%. And that, of course, does not even include those that have just given up. For teenagers, of course, the unemployment rate is much greater because often they're looking for a first job. And now they're competing with adults that are willing to take minimum wage or much lower paying jobs. So getting that first job when you, in essence, have no experience is very hard, as my son has found out. Now, he's learned some lessons along the way about following up, about not taking no for an answer, about how to present himself. And I will offer those suggestions at the end of this hour in my last segment when I because we've learned from them. Now, there's no guarantee anyone could find a job in this incredibly tumultuous economy we're living in. But I think it's especially hard for teenagers. And the irony is the value to them, not just to earn money, but the value to them of having the experience is invaluable. It has nothing to do, in my opinion, with the modest wage they actually bring home. It has to do with the experience. It has to do with learning to budget. It has to learn with learning about taxes, withholding, the notion that you get paid $87 and your take home might be $62. Well, at first my kids didn't even understand that concept. So that's part of what this column's about, part of what we'll talk about with Wayne Levine, who is our next guest for the Men's Room. I'm starting to get that wagging finger from my producer, Richard Dugan. So we will be back with Wayne Levine for the Men's Room. So stay tuned to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. Bruce Salin, Dad's Point of View.